Now, as you would have heard on Radio Kerry News yesterday, the latest situation with regards to the Aver bypass, which has had a big impact on this county and entry and exit to it, particularly from North Kerry. Contractors tendering for the Aver bypass have been told they must commit to finishing the project before a 2027 Ryder Cup. Adair Manor in Limerick will host a major international golf tournament for the first time in September 2027. And Limerick City and County Council is currently seeking tenders for the proposed bypass. It includes approximately 10 kilometres of motorway, the widening of the existing road from Croke to the M20 at Atyflin, two junctions at Adair and Croke, a 200 metre bridge over the River Maig in Adair, and three river bridges over Clonshire and Greena, two railway bridges, and nine over and under bridges as well. It's part of the larger, almost half a billion euro project, Fines to Limerick Road Scheme. And look, with me on the line to talk about that, from where it's at, is newly re-elected councillor Bridie Collins, Limerick City and County Councillor with Fianna Fáil. Bridie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
No problem, and thank you for the invitation, Gerry. Delighted to be able to speak about this project with you.
And listen, congratulations on re-election.
Yes, I'm delighted. I'm actually delighted. There's a lot of work still to be done, and I found the first 5 years just flew by, so it's great to have another opportunity, and it's a great confidence booster, you know, to have such an increase in my vote in the area. People really, I suppose, got behind me because they could see how hard I was working. But yeah, I'm delighted now to be able to be here and see this project actually delivered. It's something that I've been looking and talking about, and the people of Adair have been talking about it since I moved here 36 years ago, so it was even spoken about before that. My husband and his family are very much, you know, the old Adair families, and this has been, you know, talked about for at least 40 years. When I got elected in 2019, one of the directors in Limerick City and County Council, Kieran Lahan, told me that to warrant having a dual carriageway needs 11,000 vehicles passing, you know, that section of roadway. We have upwards of 17,000 vehicles through our village every day of the week, and the people of Kerry and those who are visiting Kerry and part of the whole tourism industry in Kerry know very well the bottleneck that Adair is. And be it for the Ryder Cup, or be it, like, for me, this is not just about the Ryder Cup, this is a necessary piece of infrastructure.
It's much more important than that, I take it.
It's much more important than that, absolutely. The fact that it may be finished, well, that it will be finished before the Ryder Cup, is a bonus to us, because I live on the main street, the Roskill Road side of the main street of the village, so I'm very, very aware of those, that traffic count and the intrusion that it has on our lives every day of the week, you know. So look, and for the people who are, you know, traversing through the village, going to Kerry on weekends, bank holiday weekends, this is a really necessary infrastructure for them. But, you know, what's most important for me is the quality of life for the residents of the village of Adair. And this is very necessary. This is very welcomed. I know people are sort of jumping on the bandwagon that it's for the Ryder Cup. To be honest, it doesn't bother me that it's for the Ryder Cup. We need this. We needed it 30 years ago. And, you know, what I'm saying is that it can't be delivered quick enough.
Yeah, it certainly can't. What would it actually mean for Adair itself? Adair's a pretty popular tourist area anyway. It's got, of course, Adair Manor, which is a huge economic driver for the area. But to remove that traffic, what would it mean, Bridie?
Well, it will mean that people can breathe. It will mean that if I'm coming in from Limerick City, that I'll be able to get into the village much quicker, or even coming from Croke or Abbeyfield or Newcastle West or Castle Island, anywhere along that line, that you'll actually be able to come into the village with comfort. We'll be able to really enhance the visitor, you know, I suppose, experience for the village. We'll be able to create much more of a pedestrian friendly experience. Trying to cross the road now it's a bit like taking, you know, your life in your own hands.
Am I right saying 17,000 cars a day, cars and trucks and everything else a day, up to 24, 25 on busy bank holiday weekends?
That's correct. Yeah, so over a bank holiday weekend, we'll have over 100,000 vehicles go through our village every day.
Oh my God.
So, or over the weekend, sorry, not every day, over the weekend. So it's a vast, vast number of vehicular you know, intrusion on the village, and they've got nowhere else to go. Now, this will also help other outliers, like the people along the N69 and people that are living and trying to, you know, accommodate their lives along Chalk's Cross, Lees Cross, in around Grana, all of that, and that whole other road over to Newcastle West, because they have suffered terribly. There's, you know, this closer minor roadways in and around Castle Roberts that have, that are hugely affected by this, by the traffic congestion in Adair. They're now rat runs for people trying to avoid the congestion in Adair. But like, the studies have been done that it's actually just, it doesn't save you any time to take those other roads, that, you know, you're as well off to just sit and be patient to come through the village, you know. So I'm also chair of the Adair Tidy Towns, and what we're trying to do is create, you know, little moments for people while they're sitting in traffic, you know, to, you know, I suppose, sort of lessen the hardship of having to sit in traffic coming through the village over there, because it is a beautiful village and we're very lucky to live in it. But we think that once the bypass is finished, or, you know, the bypass has been delivered, that it will be a much more enhanced village to actually come and visit. We're well serviced with fabulous shops. We're really well serviced with restaurants and other experiences like that. So I think that the village can only just become a much more pleasant place to live. I can see from people that they drive through and they don't even take notice of what's in and around the village. They're just looking to get up and around the corner and out the Kerry Road, so, you know, and out the Rathkeel Road. So I think what we'll be able to do is do much more with that.
Yeah, and that'll be an opportunity for you. Look, there's going to be pain. There's contracting now. Hopefully the tenders will go out and a contract will be appointed. The work will begin. There's going to be some pain in the meantime to try and get to June 2027 when you're looking for it to be fully operational.
Absolutely. And, you know, the brief was to build the minimum infrastructure to actually deliver a bypass, which is the junction between Adair, which is there just opposite the old Adair Manor golf course, all the way out to Smithfield. So that's the brief at the minute. So, you know, there will be, like, it'll be torture until that is actually delivered. But the day that it opens, they expect somewhere in the region of upwards of 80% of the traffic that will not then be coming through the village, if I'm explaining myself properly.
Yeah.
Upwards of 80% of the traffic will then just go around the village rather than coming through, which will actually make life so much easier for the residents and those who want to experience the village.
Yeah, it'll make a huge difference. A listener says, hopefully those approving state building contracts, and it's probably a question for TII, Bridie, but the listener says, have learned the lessons from the children's hospital build. Price goes in, price gets approved, no coming back time after looking for extra money. Legally, it needs to be watertight or they'll hold Limerick County Council to ransom because of the threat of not having it finished in time for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, well, let's focus on the positives, and there's a huge amount of, you know, there's a huge amount of work being done at the present to try and get the project, you know, to try and get the project progressed as quickly as possible. There's lots of enabling works happening at the minute, and all the sort of other works are happening, you know, the studies and all of that are all happening as well. So
this is part of a wider thing, the Limerick Defines role, and Defines is an economic driver for the region as well.
Well, that is the crux of this. This is part of the Limerick to Foynes Road, which is to serve as Foynes Port, as a Tier 1 port. And that is a big part. The Adair Bypass is only part of that project. So the project is actually the Limerick to Foynes Road to serve as Foynes Port, as a Tier 1 port. The other thing that's happening at the minute as well, which has been well documented, is the re-establishment of the railway line between Foynes and between Limerick and Foynes, which also comes through Adair. So, like, we will be hoping that, well, I certainly will be hoping, and I know there's a lot of support for this, to have a passenger element to that railway line, because, as I've said on several occasions, having a railway line that is only for freight is of no benefit to anyone other than Foynes Port and wherever the delivery is going to, the end user of the delivery line. But, you know, to have that railway line and not to have the passenger element will be, to me, a waste of, I suppose, a waste of money, you know, to be honest, because I think that it's, you know, we've the, it's,
so,
it's
so would
such
you
a
be
short
able to get a train
between,
a train from Adair
well,
to Limerick City then?
Well, that,
would that be the idea?
Well, that is my, that is the idea, that would be the idea, but why not all the way along the Foynes, to Foynes, which is a fabulous town, and you've, of course you've got the Foynes Flying Boat Museum, which would, you know, you could create a whole visitor experience between Adair and Foynes with the railway line, and also from Adair on into to Limerick. So yes, I do think that, and I know definitely there's a lot of support in government for that as well, you know. So look, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening at the minute, and in the next 5 years it's very exciting for me to be part of that in some way, and to help, you know, and to help, I suppose, deliver the project, or to at least put the pressure on to deliver the project. But there's been a clear mandate with this contract to try and get it, to make sure that it is delivered in time for 27. But that will only be the Adair bypass part of it, from junction to junction. The rest of the project, I believe, it's, they're looking at delivery by 2030.
Okay, a couple of years down the line. Okay, listen, final point for you. On the political side of it, Bridie, we've had a lot of changes to leadership of parties, Fine Gael and the Greens, of course, now going through an election. But yesterday, your own party leader, Micheál Martin, named Jack Chambers as deputy Fianna Fáil leader. Interesting
yeah,
move.
Yeah, and an interesting move, and congratulations to Jack. I've spoken to Jack on a number of occasions, and he was the director of local elections. He gave us a lot of great advice and was always in contact with us, so I wish him well in his role. I do hope that, you know, I do hope that this sort of, I suppose, you know, it helps us as county councillors, that we'll be more in contact with Jack. I hope he remains, you know, in contact with us on the ground, because it is on the ground that, you know, a lot of these issues, you know, are coming up. But I wish him well.
A new young, fresh, energetic face for Fianna Fáil.
A new, young, fresh, energetic face, absolutely. And, you know, he's I've met him a few times now, and I'm very impressed by his, I suppose, his just down-to-earth and very approachable manner, and just wish him all the best.
Okay, well, Bridie, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about that and updating us on developments in Adair with the bypass and other elements of that project. And congratulations
again
on the election.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you. Chris.